I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So-called Gen Z protests have rocked Nepal for weeks, leaving the future of the former Hindu kingdom in question. PG Atui with Zimzam Global says ministry plans went askew when demonstrations began.
We're planning to have 4 more trainings in Nepal in the month of October and November, and we are now uncertain, which is really stopping the gospel to move forward.
Economists warn that because protests took place during tour season, the already poor country will lose billions. Ripple effects are likely to hit Christians even harder. Ask God to sustain his disciples in Nepal.
It's really hard for them to even survive. And for Christianity community, they look forward for provision from many leaders around, and we cannot reach them.
And we continue to Pakistan, where Christians staged a protest for justice that ended September 2nd. 2 years ago, extremists in Jaranwala destroyed many of their churches and homes. Nehemiah from FMI says,
protest wasn't just about property damage or compensation. It was about justice as well, and accountability and being heard. The community felt neglected by those claiming to advocate for them.
Unlike Western protests, these demonstrations are controlled by the government. Sometimes it's only 200 square feet that you can't leave. Yet it was a significant 17-day event.
It marked the first time Christians in that area collectively protested for their rights in such an extended and visibly way.
Their plea reached you, so pray for justice for the Jaranwala victims. More at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join together in praying for them from October 12th through the 26th. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.